The Defense Department announced yesterday that its chief representative to journalists is resigning. Victoria Clark was the voice of the Pentagon during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. She changed war reporting with the concept of embedded journalists, assigning more than 600 reporters to particular units of the armed forces, allowing them to report directly from the front lines. Washington Post media writer Howard Kurtz says Clark single-handedly made the embedding program happen.
She had to win the trust of both sides, both the skeptical media community and the equally skeptical military brass, and she made that program happen, and all the skeptical journalists now say that it was very successful, within limitations, that Clark was able to bring a real frontline presence so that people could see and feel and hear what was happening in that war.
The last 2 years have been full of similar challenges for Clark. She took the job just 4 months before the September 11th attacks, but some critics allege when it came time to answer important questions, Clark was evasive. For example, at a briefing last March, Clark responded to a question on the location of WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. She answered this way.
I don't have anything on that, but I'd use the question as an opportunity to, again, manage expectations. You know, we are fighting a war, and we're ending the regime, which is one of our primary objectives, and obviously finding and destroying the WMD is an important objective as well, but it will take time. This regime has been the best at hiding things and dispersing it in small amounts to many, many different places, so just try to manage expectations on that front.
Clark certainly had her fans within the Bush administration, including her boss, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The Washington Post's Howard Kurtz says Clark's understanding of Rumsfeld is part of what made her successful in the job.
She let Rumsfeld be Rumsfeld. She didn't try to rein him in. She didn't try to polish him. She didn't come out and say what the secretary really meant to say. She put him out there knowing that he could handle himself quite well with reporters. She was very shrewd in when she put him out. And she was not his original choice for the job. She was picked by the White House, but I think Rumsfeld is probably pretty happy that she did end up being his chief spokeswoman.
Some criticized Clark's style of dress. Her bold, multicolored suits definitely drew attention in the sea of gray and navy at the Pentagon. But Kurtz maintains the main issue is her competency to speak for the Defense Department.
Apparently a couple of fashion writers just found it very hard to take that she actually wore pinks and pastels while conducting these serious briefings about matters of war and peace. Kind of thing that would never be brought up if the briefer was a man. I don't think she should have to worry about that sort of thing. The question is, how was she at doing her job? And I think all this stuff about her hair and her clothes were little more than a media distraction.
Victoria Clark says she's leaving to spend more time with her family. Her last day on the job is Friday.